So, Derek Walcott once said, the time will come when with elation you will greet yourself arriving at your own door, in your own mirror, and you shall smile at others' welcome and say, sit here, eat. You will love again the stranger who was yourself. Give wine, give bread. Give back your heart to itself, to the stranger who has loved you all your life, whom you ignored for another, who knows you by heart. Take down the love letters from the bookshelves, the photographs, the desperate notes. Peel your own image from the mirror. Sit. Feast on your life. This actually got me like, when I saw this piece, I was a bit like, I remember I was at a point in my life where I was this person who constantly seek validation from people. Like, people have to tell me that you are good enough for me to know that I'm good enough. I had daily panic attacks, daily and severe, like, insomnia, like, depression. Like, I was afraid of everything. I was a victim of everything. I was everyone's favorite enabler, the resident doormat. I was a footnote on people's love story. I felt like I belonged nowhere. I acted like a brewer and hung out with the guys. Patted like I was trying to die. I stayed almost so like, my house was this perfect place. I stayed home till I literally became pale. I felt useless at some point. I chose men who were very possessive. And I was looking for my dad in every man. Yeah. Constantly getting evicted. I, you know, destroyed every relationship that didn't match my self-loathing. But right now, I love me so me. I love life. For real. And I'm obsessed with me. I'm obsessed with who I am. It's a lot, but it's a lot. But I was okay. I think making room for everything new in my life and not recycling or trying to wrap my mind around certain things or people anymore is very powerful. Like, stop talking. It's less chaos. So do more of taking things for what they are and moving forward. The more I realize how big of a population the world is, my mind eases up. The more I realize the people I attract naturally, my shoulders dropped. If someone wants to stay in your life, they will. If someone wants you in their life, they will make a great effort. If they don't, they won't. But do you also know how many people can't wait to meet and connect with you? You've not met all the amazing people yet, all the people that matter the most in your life. You've not met them yet. people will only be memories, and you will meet and attract better. It's just destiny for your own sanity. You gotta let it be. From my standpoint, might have looked, might have even took me a bit of, you know, a bit of a grasp what actually meant, but I'm happy I comprehended it better. Life will test you back to back once you have a clearer understanding, because at one point it will always come back again. There could be people coming from your past trying to seep into your new life. People randomly sending for you. Losing opportunities back to back. Friendship ending randomly. Family trying to bring you down. Weird envy. Life collapsing. People turning in. It's all a test. Or because you chose peace over destruction. It's like you're shedding a new skin or metamorphosis stage and something like that in biology. Fascinating because you understand why it's happening. Yeah, and you don't say, God, why me? Why me? Why me? It's a whole lot. I tell you, people will talk, people will laugh, people will throw rocks and hide their hands. People will do their best to project their insecurities and hate onto you. But you do not listen to those people. They are not you. They don't know you. They still have ignorance blindfolding them. I have continued to take hurtful, hateful and insecure words every day since starting my podcast. I do this authentic stuff because I make this very authentic because one day you may have a child, a family, or a friend like me. They need to see someone like them succeed and do cool things so they know it's okay to be themselves. I'm not here to be understood. I've always been misunderstood. Yeah. I've always been misunderstood, and a lot of people they don't know me. I've had very clear conversation with people, and people thought I was coming to attack them. Yeah. I'm just here to make impact. Remember, I said, imagine the quality of life you have if it is not being centered around what you can afford. Just imagine the quality. My pastor said something on Sunday. He said, ask yourself this question: what area of my life am I being foolish? I know, right? And I feel like a lot of you give people who hurt you or made you feel less of a human too much power, especially over the course of your life, on when to put yourself back out there again with slightly open arms. These people who broke you are not in your life anymore, yet they still have their grip around your necks. So naturally, you'll wait years with time passing by. Never going to love again. Kind of like friendship aren't for me. I don't deserve love anymore. I'm never liking another person. I give up on love. I'm stopping with relationship. I give up on partnership because I was hurt some time ago. But I've come to terms some time ago with myself. I'm never giving someone the power to stop me from receiving love properly. putting love into this world and into people when you need, whether it's to be friendship, partnership, or relationship. For one, I'm actually too caring, very passionate, and I wear my heart on my sleeve with pride. There's so much real care and real smothering love around here. When I sense it, it does make me want to shy away out. But for what? Why back then? It's real when it happens and it feels great. People are missing out because they are suffocated by what happened in their past. Too much hate in this world for you all to be doing it to yourself every day. It is their loss. It's always their loss. Now stop showing them that they won. Put yourself back out there and show these motherfuckers that they can't stop shit. You know what I'm talking about. Anyways, it's still your guy, Astra. I'm Indian. I'm just here to tell you to... You'll be alright. Yeah, you'll be alright. And if you're struggling to come out of it, take your time. It took me a lot of time to be able to be where I am today, to be able to address stuff. Right now, I don't give people permission to just to get me pissed. Now, I don't love you that much. But at the end of the day, you just gotta do what you gotta do. You understand? Give love. Give love. It's who you are. It's who you are. But when I say give love, doesn't mean that you remain in a shitty situation. You'll be alright. Look at me. I'm okay now. A bit. Yeah. It's your guy, Astra Almond, and the name of the poem I read in the beginning, I think, is Love After Love. I don't know. It's all about self-care and all of that. Yeah, by Derek Walcott.